You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you're in the know about everything that's going on around the world and up your block. Just down the street from you at Mile High Stadium, they've got a lot of work going on right now. They're preparing for the big Zach Bryan concerts this weekend.
Wang.
It's the Quittin' Time Tour, and that is a country music tour name if I've ever heard one. I saw some drone footage or whatever from above. They're looking down as they try to put the floor of Mile High Stadium, you know, all set up.
So yeah.
All the big light things and... Whew, are you going to that? You're a country bumpkin. Are you going to go to the show?
I'm not. But I do like me some Zach Bryan. I absolutely do.
I thought you'd go to that. What's wrong with you? You got the boots and everything.
You know, I don't care for big crowds and trying to find parking.
Okay, fair enough.
I got a really nice stereo at home.
Big developers conference the last couple of days, and Apple was there. They announced that they're attempting to kind of soup up their own connection with AI. Only for them, AI stands for Apple Intelligence. They're so clever.
Beautiful.
Basically, they're going to be teaming up with ChatGPT to give Siri a makeover. They say it'll be more personable and versatile. But other people, Jeremy's saying, are very upset about these changes.
Which is code, Dom, for learning everything on your phone.
Don't they already know everything?
Oh, it's going to be 10 times worse. 100 times worse. A million times worse.
A million times worse.
With ChatGPT. Because not only are they going to learn everything on your phone, they're going to feed it to ChatGPT to help make that smarter. So delete your penis pics.
Huh.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with ChatGPT getting smarter, but I know some people are afraid of it. One of the other changes will allow iPhone users to create their own emojis. So now you're not going to be locked into just the ones that what's that thing called? Unicode. They decide each year which emojis we can use and which we can't. So you can kind of create your own and send more offensive text than you already do.
Yeah.
A little bit of sports news. The United States is playing Serbia in one of the opening round basketball games in the upcoming Summer Olympics. And now it looks like we might be playing against our own Denver Nuggets superstar, Nikola Jokic, because he is on the preliminary roster for Serbia. So he's going to be trying to kick our butts. Thanks, Joker. anything else from sports? Oh, the only thing I would point out is that somebody plunked down $89,000 cash money so they could own Tom Brady's pants.
Awesome.
These are his pants from his last NFL game, which he lost, by the way. But this person doesn't care. They dropped almost $90,000 for his pants.
Now, if you get those, you win the bidding and you get them home. Do you put them on? I think you put them on.
I think you do.
I put them on.
At least to take a couple of photos.
And you then can say you've them. Been in Tom Brady's pants. Yeah. You got to put them on.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
And then post one photo on Insta or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're making, in case you didn't know this, they're making a sequel to Gladiator. And they thought long and hard about what they wanted the title of this sequel to be. And what they came up with was Gladiator 2.
Love it.
Anyway. Somebody went and asked Russell Crowe because he's not going to be in it because, spoiler alert, he dies in the first one. But apparently he is, quote, slightly uncomfortable, end quote, with some of the things going on in Gladiator 2.
They're going to have dinosaurs in it.
He comes back, he goes, this is just me being purely honest. There's definitely a tinge of melancholy, a tinge of jealousy. Mm. Because he was 36. Think about this. Russell Crowe was 36 when Gladiator came out. He's now 60. So he's like, it's one of his lines is funny. Yeah. He says, I remember when I had tendons.
Yeah. I was gonna say, if you look at pictures of then versus now, I mean, yeah, life sucks, man.
Life moves on. It's the parade of
sure
time, everybody.
Does.
It is the parade of time. So I was reading this story, and I want to, maybe I'll dive deeper into it for News for Nerds on Friday, but it's a study about the whole saying that, hey, you learn from your mistakes. And what the study is finding is that that's total BS, that we tend to really elevate our prediction of how much better we or other people will do after a mistake. And they're like, doesn't work that way. In fact, they found that if you believe that problems will just self-correct after failure, then you're less motivated to do anything to make things better. Because you've just had it drilled into your head. Oh, you learn from your mistakes. You learn from your mistakes. And what the scientists are finding is that, well, if you don't put in the effort to learn how to do it better, you're not learning just from the mistake.
Hmm.
And that makes total sense.
I guess so.
So you can't just have failure after failure and think that you will automatically get better. You actually have to work at it.
Smart.
Sorry, people. What else is trending?
This is exciting. Today's National Corn on the Cob Day. I love corn on the cob, and I eat it old school. I do the typewriter method on it. I don't, you know, stand it up and down and slice it off with a knife. You got to go.
Oh, I go around.
You got to go full force. I'm back and forth. Ching,
ching, ching. I'm around. I'm circle. And then there's the hunt and peck people.
Oh, yeah, those are weirdos.
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 Those are psychopaths, man.
So, anyway, get yourself some corn and give it hell today. Got a couple animal stories for you. Researchers from Colorado State University have discovered that elephants give each other names. They actually analyzed hundreds of elephant calls from some national reserves and found that they assign unique sounds to themselves and address certain individuals when they're out there trumpeting their goofy little horns.
Please, all they're doing is calling each other chubby.
One guy looks over, he's like, what? What, you calling me? I think they're calling each other Dumbo. Yo, Dumbo! Yo, big ears! So that's kind of neat. And then from elephants to penguins, pebbling is big on TikTok right now, and pebbling is in regards to something that penguins do. Male penguins let females know that they're interested by bringing them a little rock. If you've ever seen a video on this, it's pretty cute. They balance it there on their little feet, and they waddle over and drop a rock in front of the lady penguins, and that's kind of like, hey, it's like dropping a diamond ring. You know, it's dropping a rock. Dropping a rock, bro. So instead of dropping rocks, though, you're doing like little things like, you know, give them a cup of coffee or a little love note or shooting them a text to brighten their day, and it's called pebbling right now.
Whatever that documentary was that came out several years ago, it pulled at your heartstrings.
The love lives
of the penguins. Yeah, the pebbling, and then the female going off to hunt, the male sitting there on the egg for weeks at a time.
Adorable. And aren't they fun when they get on their little tummy and slide around?
Yes.
I could watch that for hours. And the seals love them, too. The seals love penguins.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, Chick-fil-A has created an exciting new summer activity for your kids. They're signing them up to work at a Chick-fil-A, essentially. Teens, it's a camp for preteens between ages 5 and 12. You actually get to go to a Chick-fil-A, learn customer service skills, how to bag an order. You tour the kitchen. You prepare those chicky nuggies. You dress up in the cow costume, and you learn how to work at a Chick-fil-A, which I think is kind of fun. It's $35 a day. You get a meal, a snack, a t-shirt, and a cute little Chick-fil-A name tag. My pleasure. And you get to learn.
You're right. You have to learn how to say that.
My pleasure.
So they are doing a little early training of their future work staff. Then.
Why not?
Hmm.
Keep those kids employed. Teach them how to make money, and Lord knows those restaurants need a buttload of kids working there, so that's kind of fun. Here's a story about coffee tables this morning, specifically dudes' coffee tables. The story here says if a man invites you for dinner and wants to eat in front of the TV, bring some disinfectant because there's a pretty good chance that his coffee table is covered in poo-poo. This Bill Nye of Australia guy was talking about, you know, you buy shoes and then you go walking around outside and you're probably stepping in dog poop. And just think about, like, the public restrooms that you're in. And then what do? You come home and you put your feet up on the coffee table. Guess what you're spreading, you guys? And generally, they're poking the men here because they clean less often than the ladies. So, bottom line, though, I mean, men and women aside, I would think the coffee table in general is just filthy and disgusting.
It's foul.
It's totally
probably really foul.
Yeah. I'd like to do a swab test on mine and see what the hell's all over it. Some top things that dad wants for Father's Day. I mean, no surprises here, Dom. Clothes, shoes, a gift card, electronics, books, self-care stuff. I mean, dads get the shaft. This is, you know, this happens every year.
Well, the amount of money spent on dads versus moms is like night and day. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I also don't think dads care, so.
We really don't. It's funny. You know, I ordered the stuff. Nicole's like, what do you want for Father's Day? I was like, oh, there's a couple hats and a couple pairs of shorts I want. Let me just order them. And I handed them to her. I was like, here, have hats. The kids wrap these up. Yeah, did I got a little like, top hat. And then I got one of those hats with the little
bowler hat or something.
Yeah, like a little
that.
Propeller on top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wear it to the next all-staff meeting. Yeah, so a couple hats that I wanted. What else do we want to talk about? There's more celebrity stuff. Billie Eilish is talking about how fame changed everything for her. She said, found out when she got famous that she basically lost all of her friends. She's like, yeah. I couldn't relate to anybody. It was tough. It was really hard. She's like, I went to my 20th birthday party and looked around, and it was just everybody that I employ there at the party. She's like, I have no friends. Actually, yeah. She said it like, I've got no friends. Yeah. That's sad. That's really sad. And then, did you see Carrie Underwood fell off the stage?
I saw the headline.
At the end of her set
the
at the Carolina Country Music Fest.
But
on
she's
Sunday
okay,
night.
Everybody.
It was raining. It was slick. And down with Carrie
tell you,
Underwood.
If Carrie Underwood tumbles off a stage, in my mind, a couple of angels come down and catch her before she hits the ground. And they hoist her back up onto the stage. That's what
good.
I think happens to Carrie Underwood.
In my fantasy, I'm in the front row and Carrie Underwood falls on top of me and our tongues touch.
Yes. Fair enough.
Little different fantasy, but yeah. But I think she's going to be okay. Hey, how about this story? You basically just need to read the headline. A woman unexpectedly gave birth in an Arkansas Golden Corral. She didn't know she was pregnant, Dom. 37 weeks pregnant. Wasn't feeling real well at the Golden Corral. She's all full of mashed potatoes and gravy. She went to the bathroom and a baby came out.
It does happen.
That's what I've heard, Dom. It does happen.
It's weird.
Here's your Fat America. Drumstick is teaming up with 7-Eleven. And I guess 7-Eleven is having a blue raspberry debut for their Slurpees. So there's going to be a drumstick Slurpee blue raspberry vanilla cone. Woo! Yuck.
No thanks.
Clickbait.
Hey, go to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. And this video is for everybody that likes to put their feet up on the dash on a road trip. Don't do this because the video is basically describing what happens if that airbag were to go off and your feet were up on the dash. It will fold you in half.
I don't know how anyone can watch this video, which is somewhat disturbing, and not immediately change the behavior and never do that again.
I get on knickknack when we're on road trips. I'm like, don't put your little feet up there on the dash because if we get hit, I mean, your feet will be in your mouth.
Your body folds in a way that I don't care if you're an Olympic gymnast. Your body can't fold like it does.
Yeah. It's a fun video, though. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.